And my parents were very strict.
Really?
Real strict. To the point that they would refer to it as abuse sometimes today.
Oh, wow.
But I think they did what they knew to do. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't, you know, I don't hold anything against them. Because they just, children were meant to be seen and not heard.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And that's why I raised mine almost the opposite.
Right.
You know.
So tell me about your kids.
Well, I have a good child and a bad child. I'm a pretty realistic person. My son is 22, and he is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He is driven like his father was, and he's brilliant. But when he was born, he had a heart defect. But he wasn't supposed to be born. I lost three babies in between the two of them. They're 6 years apart. And they said I wouldn't have any more. So, yeah, he came along, and he had a blockage in the aorta. And they waited till he was about 6 weeks old to repair it. And they did repair it, but the heart did not shrink the way they expected it to. So it continued to remain enlarged, mm-hmm. even up to when he was 18. And we went up to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota to try to get a valve fixed, but they had to replace it with a pig valve.
Interesting.
But I believe he's meant to be here.
Is he doing good now?
He does pretty good. He takes Coumadin, the blood thinner, and he's supposed to take Lanoxin. They debate taking him off and on it, you know. He's supposed to just keep the beat regulated. Mm-hmm. But if he stays on top of things, he doesn't like... His doctor used to call me or his nurse and say, you know, Jay hasn't been in. And he would get so angry because he moved out when he was 18. Mm-hmm. And he thinks they should call him and not his mother.
Right.
Well, it may be right, but I've watched him every day of his life.
You're entitled to.
Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Oh. It has its pros and cons. You know?
And what does he do?
He is a computer whiz.
Oh, really? Did he go to college?
Nope.
Wow. Self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What does he
do? I think it's a gift.
I think
because he couldn't do sports and things like this, you know? And I always told him that God just gave him a special brain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his daddy was brilliant. He didn't hesitate telling you how brilliant he was. But, he was a real good man, and Jay is so much like his father.
So tell me about him, your husband, I assume, or?
Pardon?
Was it your husband, ex-husband?
Jay? He's been deceased for 22 years in August.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So your son never even knew?
He didn't really know him. Oh. No, he doesn't remember him at all.
Wow.
But, you know, they've done all this research on learned mannerisms and things like that, and that's a crock because Jay has mannerisms just like his father.
Interesting.
And they have to be inherited.
Wow.
I mean, from the way he does his hands to the way he does his feet, the way he'll just rear back and roar with laughter like his father used to.
Interesting.
And those were not learned.
Right.
You know, that was cool.
What about your daughter?
I call her evil. I'm sorry. People laugh. She's put me through a great deal of hell since she was 18.
Oh, no.
And she got pregnant at 22, which was, it was stupid, but I got my grandbaby.
Right.
And they did get married. They both were in school and doing this and doing that and working. And I wish they would go back together because I do believe in family. And they both were just very self-focused, you know, self-absorbed, selfish.
What does she do for a living?
She's in accounting. She works with a CPA firm up on Roswell Road.
Okay.